Spring in Newberry was apparently the time of year when furry boots and flip-flops coexisted by the kitchen door. To my great relief, the morning temperature was already 60 degrees, and I slipped on the black orthopedic flip-flops with metatarsal soles and dragged my aching limbs to the garden. Today I was on a magical mission. If I truly possessed witchy powers, now was the time to put them to the test. "Where's that ficus again, Ophelia?" My gaze swept the massive garden in an attempt to identify the rare growth. Okay, rare growth made it sound like a neck goiter. I meant the rare ficus tree that was currently sprouting in my garden. The portly tuxedo cat waddled her way across the lawn until she reached the edge of the garden. From the back, she reminded me of a drunk hippo. She dropped to the ground and rolled onto her back in the mulch. As I was about to scold her indifference, I spotted the small tree. "Good job," I told her. The cat peered at me with such disdain that I found myself touching my face to check for evidence of dried yolk from the eggs I fried for breakfast. Nope. Nothing there. I kneeled on a beach towel in the garden and tried to make progress with the tangle of weeds near the ficus tree. If these overzealous weeds strangled the rare tree, I would never forgive myself. Scarlet told me the ficus tree represented enlightenment, which sounded exciting, albeit vague. For all I knew, enlightenment could be finally succumbing to the need for an upgrade in reading glasses to improve my vision. Lately, I'd been clinging to the lowest magnification strength, knowing it was all downhill from here. Once I cleared a reasonable path, I put the rest of my plan into action. Here goes nothing. I drew a deep breath and stepped over the cat on my way to the ficus. The back of my shoes flipped mulch in the cat's direction, and she hissed in protest before rolling out of the danger zone, her tail flicking angrily. I walked 3 times around the ficus religiosa, so intent on not messing up the count that I failed to hear my neighbor approach.
"This looks like an interesting game."
I halted mid-step to regard him. Patrick Beaumont was blessed with the sculptured cheekbones of a catalog model and the flair of the Carnival of Brazil. I continued walking. "It's definitely not a game. My mother's coming."
"And what? You're letting off steam by pacing the garden like the resident of an insane asylum with an outdoor pass?"
"No. This is perfectly sane. If you walk around this tree 3 times, it's supposed to ward off evil." I finished my 3rd complete circle and stepped out of the garden. "Maybe now she'll cancel."
"While I appreciate your magical ambition, from what you've told me, it sounds like only an apocalypse would keep her from visiting."
My brow lifted. "Is there a spell for that?"
"You'd plunge the entire world into an apocalypse just to avoid your mother?"
"Maybe not the whole world. Can we limit it to the tri-state area?" His arm swept outward.
"What do you think she'll say about the mess out here?"
I contemplated the dilapidated state of the gardens. "Can I just throw a blanket over everything? That's what I used to do in the apartment to hide the clutter."
"Honey, there isn't a quilt in the world big enough."
I inclined my head toward the small potted plant in his hands. "What do you have there?" Patrick thrust the pot toward me.
"In the immortal words of Gloria Gaynor, I will survive."
"Oh, thanks. I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, she's only here for a long weekend. It might require copious amounts of alcohol and a bottle of ibuprofen, but I'll muddle through." Patrick frowned.
"I was talking about the plant. I'm trying to boost your confidence. You've been doing a good job keeping Wilson alive, but any moron with access to water can keep an aloe plant alive. I figured it was time to up the stakes."
"Because the dying plants out here aren't enough? At this point, I'm beginning to think I'm some kind of garden necromancer."
"Like I said, confidence booster."
Reluctantly, I accepted the offering.
"Why don't you take your mom and her husband to the Flower Moon Festival? That will keep them busy, and it will be too noisy to hear her criticisms."